All right, back up a little more. Praise God. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, please. 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. What a classic statement. Moreover, Christians, God uses that word brethren. He don't mean just men. He's talking about the Christians in the church, brothers and sisters. I would not that ye should be ignorant. Okay, folks, remember that. Paul also said in 1 Corinthians 14, I think it's verse 33 or 4, somewhere along there, he says, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Lord's sakes. Well, I'm going to try to keep you from being ignorant. And God tries, and the Apostle Paul tries. He said, don't be ignorant how our fathers, our ancestors, that is, were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized under Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They did all eat the same spiritual meat. They did drink, all of them, the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Now, I want you to note this. With many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness, rejected. Now, these things were our examples. Where do you get your examples from? Where does the New Testament church get the examples of God's judgment from? I'm going to tell you a secret. Now, don't tell anybody. The Old Testament. Oh, I don't read the Old Testament. Well, you're a fool. A person is a flat out fool that don't believe the Old Testament, when the New Testament confirms the judgments of God on that church will be repeated on this church in our age that rebels against the Word of God. The same types of judgment. And then you look around and see all these deadly diseases and troubles and plagues coming on people and think God's not sending judgment. Yes, He is. This land is full of God's judgment. Now, all these things were our examples to the intent. See, to the intent, we should not lust after evil things as that church of Moses lusted. Neither be idolaters as that church. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play, and that's idolatry. Don't be them kind of people. Idolaters. All right, here's another characterization of that church that God warns us we better not be like them. Neither let us commit fornication. Wait a minute, did I skip one? Yep, nope. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. God killed 23,000 with one fell stroke of judgment because of immorality that got into the church that Moses was pastor of. Verse 9. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed as serpents. Numbers 21. Verse 6, God sent poisonous serpents among the people and bit the people of the church, and many of them died. God says, hey, it's going to happen again. Verse 10, neither murmur ye, as some of them in that church murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. God came through the camp with an angel with a sword and killed thousands of them for murmuring and bellyaching against Moses and against God. Verse 11, here's that warning. Now all these things happen unto them. Why? For ensamples or examples. And they're written for our admonition. The New Testament church. They're written for warnings and admonitions to us upon whom the ends of the world are come. In other words, God will judge the church in the end of the world, the Latter-day Saints, like He judged the saints in the wilderness church. Now, we might as well get that down straight. Now, here's that last warning. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall, and God will stamp rejected upon your soul. Wherefore let him, old smart aleck, it says, huh, I know it's not going to happen to me. I know I couldn't backslide. Why, he's an arrogant cuss. He's already backslid. You get that old spirit. Wherefore, let